Welcome back from the coffee break. Our next talk is about from misconceptions to failure and about an analysis of the FedRAMP program. And our presenter is Mikhail Rutin, and I'm looking forward to the talk.
Okay, thank you. Okay, just a bit of a history of this presentation. Last year we had a presentation here concerning complex privacy protection regulation implementation and needed to touch base on cloud computing, because currently cloud computing is considered as a concept for distributed computing and the most modern and useful concept for distributed computing, and thus should be used in implementation of such regulations. Our research shows that we cannot use cloud computing concept. And actually, it's not a concept. It's actually completely useless and sometimes even harmful. The reason for that is that such concept of cloud computing, you can see it on the slide, it demonstrates that implementation of such complex structure together with a few layers of security implementation will provide just a mess which cannot be resolved by any security person. Instead, we propose very simple model which is useful and can be used and is based on our consideration of cloud computing as hosting, just simple hosting service. Finally, we got questions after our presentation, and people asked if we can prove on some practical ways that cloud computing can be used, and pointing directly to U.S. Federal program, FedRAMP, which is the implementation. The implementation of entire U.S. government IT system based on cloud computing. We started our research with analyzing which documents could be used to prove our case. We don't have access, of course, to practical documents of FedRAMP program, but we have several available public documents, and those documents can be used to identify what's going on, what is the foundation for the program, and how this program develops, and what is the outcome, current outcome. Program started in 2011, and we don't know if it's going to continue, but at least the government has plans until 2016. So documents which we are going to use today, NIST documents, National Institute of Standards documents. First three related to cloud computing directly. Next document is official document on risk management in any government system, so it should be applicable to cloud computing as well. And the last document here on the slide, it's document identifying all security controls which should be implemented in federal systems. It means in cloud-based as well. So what is a FedRAMP? FedRAMP is a program of security of moving to the cloud, and also includes security management as well. First one is concept of operations. This document identifies all security concerns and security management. Another one is a simple document which we'll just explain later. And third one is baseline security controls. They are identical to but previous version of NIST 144. Finally, we will consider two audits. First audit is for implementation, first attempt to implement cloud computing in federal government. And the other one is, first one is a NASA audit. The second one is JSA transition, which is the first project. The first one is NASA progress and adoption. That's audit of security as it is, you know, so in progress. First question usually people ask is cloud computing came from. The history actually backs to Internet Bible and the need to use data center resources. However, Amazon, which started as cloud computing as AWS services, never named it cloud. And also never Google used word cloud computing in such a CCA initiative, which been originated for actually cluster computing. We think that original source of cloud is environment around IBM, and we still can see cloud computing as replacement of cluster computing on in the official name of ACCI program, and we still can see those references on IBM associated websites, not on IBM sites. Next is that we think the very original source of cloud is communications. We know those pictures we use to depict networks, and those have been used in communications. So we believe the term came from communications and successfully used as they say, new concept. There are a few models in CC concept. I think so. The most of you know those models. There are actually 8 models currently in cloud computing, which fell in deployment model and services model. For services models, according to our research, actually fell in hosting service. So when we try to analyze descriptions, which, for instance, on the slide, we finally figure out that it's really a hosting service. Same happens with platform service and software service. All of those are hosting services in different matters. It's like just variations. That is a table which represents like summary of our findings concerning what it means. What it means service model, as you see, is basically just hosting. Next model is deployment, and this model actually, when we consider descriptions, it actually falls in LAN or WAN. So it is a LAN or WAN or an optional WAN or LAN. Definitions of those models are sometimes long and complex. However, this table represents the summary of our research, and we found out that whatever we consider is a LAN or WAN. There are 2 interesting models, which are community model and hybrid cloud. In these models, we found out that they are actually nonsense concerning legal side, because Community cloud is not a legal entity and cannot be a legal entity. So when we form a legal entity, yes, we can consider agreements with the third party. If we just two people, nobody knows who you are, and it cannot be used like that. So finally, yes, we see on this conclusion, deployment and service models fail in very simple things like hosting and LAN-WAN. We don't know why NIST considered such models as community and didn't criticize them because of legal issue, and they cannot be actually used in our as we see them, they cannot be used. Now we are going to consider some details of five NIST documents, including those on the slide. First document is NIST definition of cloud computing. It has actually nothing in which would be new or useful. Those just listing models and giving definitions. Other one, cloud computing synopsis and recommendations. So in this one, NIST tried to consider all those models together and tried to consider some open issues and giving some recommendations. However, the document is not easy to read through. Because the mixture of eight models altogether and some security advising on that matter. It could be useful. It's useful to read, but don't expect anything particular from this document, rather than serious warning. It's like through the entire document, the next one is saying like you need to consider all things together, all problems, all issues, all applications, all models, your infrastructure, your resources, blah blah blah, and everything. Because moving to cloud and expecting some economic gain from cloud only if you, etc. So basically, after reading this document, you have a sense that it's better not to go to the cloud. Final document on this matter is So I'm just skipping those slides. Skipping those slides, they're showing you what actually included in this document. A lot of things, for instance, like open issues, et cetera, et cetera. So finally, we are going to another document, which is guidelines for security and privacy. Actually, let me just explain this presentation in general. You can use this presentation as an article if you're interested to know what's going on in cloud computing, how cloud could be used, and what's outcome of federal program. We try to do it like text-based only and put as much text as possible. We are having here like 50 slides. That's why I'm skipping some slides, giving you just overview of. Guidelines on security is basically the most interesting document. It's approximately the same size as previous one. But what it does, it actually says, like, let's get rid of all those cloud computing models. Let's consider only one, which is actually hosting or, as a name, private cloud. The only one. Why? Because of the previous document showed us. We cannot do all things together. We cannot use those models and consider security. Too many issues, too many things to consider. So to simplify their life and expecting that government is going to use only one model. So private cloud doesn't mean your own, is actually a hosting service. So, and that's why they built entire document around only this model or service. So what we have there, we have key security and privacy issues, then public cloud outsourcing, total and blah, blah. So basically we have 64 security processes and serious issues. So it means that to go through those ones, you actually need to do research of your process of moving to cloud, issue specific documents, do economic research, et cetera. So if this document is thorough and in my eyes can be used, but I would expect 2 or 3 years of serious research of any application which you're going to move into private cloud or actually hosting service. So this document, again, warns everybody, like, you should consider all matters when you're trying to move to the cloud, all, before you just start anything. That is our conclusion on that matter. And basically, it's repeating what I already said. Next is very important federal document, but unfortunately, it cannot be used in a cloud computing context. Because risk management document is a framework, but this framework completely skips security matters in distributed computing systems. Just a few things. Just a couple times you can find a word cloud in the document, and that's it. No new concepts. We actually found that they tried to use such as chain of trust, but it's not really useful here. There is better our definition is delegation of trust. You can find it if you're interested to see our previous presentation. So there is nothing new, and it's really unfortunate because there is we've seen 3 previous documents, federal documents, and only one is useful. Now we are going to risk management, and we cannot estimate risk management. We cannot estimate risks. There is no actually leading document how we are going to do it. So another NIST guide is a list, a document containing all recommended security controls. It's final document of 5 we need to consider as federal documents. And this document actually has a lot. Currently, we have approximately 300 or 400 security controls to implement. And as it was for risk management for previous document, in this document we also do not find anything about cloud. So, what does it mean? It actually means that NIST cannot figure out how to deal with security controls in the cloud. Which one should be used, which one shouldn't be used, how to name it, how to explain them. So they simplified the job just saying, okay, guys, so this document contains some cloud-related things, controls, but you need to do it yourself. One of very interesting conclusions which you found in this document is that FedRAMP program is using old version of this list, which is like 3 or 4 years old. For the time when federal program started, it was no security controls, even like, say, virtually for cloud. It was no controls. Now we are going to the federal FedRAMP program itself, And it's very interesting story because the program actually started from announcement at NASA Ames Center in 2009, March 2000, it actually happened in September 2009. Before that, it was no federal document, no papers, nothing. And all of a sudden, a new federal CIO announces this program. And what is the most interesting in this matter is that it happened at NASA Center. And what happened next is actually NASA's entire agency started implementing this program. So it was a pilot project without any experience, without any documents, as we will see later, no documents. So why NASA been chosen and why it's going to be like testing ground? We don't know. We can explain it only by political matters. For instance, which we list on previous slide and says that first of all, U.S. government wants to cut expenses by any means and considered outsourcing for like that. Another thing is problem with U.S. government presidency short terms. Another is pressure from IT companies which want others to use their resources. And what was interesting also was personalities as president in his office, including his newcomer, new federal CIO. So after this formal announcement, finally, all of a sudden, appears documented 25 points. It appears basically 1 year later. So when program started, it was no document, no plans. Actually, they announced, we will do it. But no plans, no documents. First document which appeared was 25 points implementation plan. Next in February 11 is draft of guidelines for privacy security controls. As you see, program started, it was no recommendations for security controls. Finally, in February 12, FedRAMP issues concept of operations. What was interesting in 25 points, which was in December 2010, this plan didn't have anything concerning security. It's completely IT management plan. So we do that, and that. No research, no reference on any document, no explanation of processes, just pure plan. Do that. And no security. Basically, only in 2012, FedRAMP administration fixed this problem. And finally, concept of operations means actually security concept for this entire program. What is interesting to mention is that always federal government and all IT companies which implement clouds, provide cloud services, always claim that it's gonna be economical gain. It's gonna be savings. You're gonna be savings on operations in future, now, whatever. So going to be economical savings. And it will improve security. So they usually come together, like you're minimizing your administration, you do that, and security will definitely improve. So two serious claims, economical and security. So in September 12, It was an internal General Services Administration audit. So the entire program FedRAMP is governed by General Services Administration of President of the United States. So this agency internally decided to investigate what happened with first cloudization first cloudization project at U.S. government. It was a project of moving email. Lotus, they used Lotus Notes. They unsuccessfully tried to use Google. Next, they decided to use Google Apps and another service provider, which is Salesforce. So federal government decided to move entire email services of GSA into hosting service. And what actually audit found, is you see in the slide, they found that any claims of savings are baseless because government head and federal CIO with his office had no documents. They didn't do any analysis. They didn't have any plan. They just moved saying, we are going to gain some. But in fact, it was nothing. So basically, this audit identified that it was a lie from federal CIO and from administration and his office that this project could bring some savings to federal budget. Here we just briefly explaining outcome of 25 points plan, but I already told you that it's actually didn't have any security consideration, no research, nothing, and also it contained number two at the bottom. It's pretty interesting. It also contained such like a number, 800 should be cut down by 2015. Why 800? Why not 1,000? Why not 100? Why by 15? No explanations, just number and the date. Document which is named CANOPS, it's a concept of operations. It's pretty useful document, a security management document. It shows process identify legal entities. It does a lot of things. For instance, like you can see here a description of 1, 2, it's federal agency customer does and what cloud services provider does. Next is where there is a joint authorization board which is going to review. Next is third party assessor, so entity which is going to assess what happens. And finally, there is a management office. So all those entities are well organized, plan is well tailored. However, the biggest problem with this plan is in our eyes, that it's missing the responsibility of so-named system owner. In all federal security documents and all in NIST 800 series, there is an entity, government organization, which is system owner. It's completely responsible for whatever happens in security, responsible for implementation. So in this document, concept of operations, previous system owner becomes just a customer and is not responsible for almost anything. So previously, security officer knew security controls, features, systems, everything. And finally, all of a sudden, his application just gone, and he has no responsibility, and only one left for him. Final reading of a plan of assessment, and is it confirmed or not confirmed. So basically, a system owner doesn't participate in any initial activities, discussing plan, knowing what's going on cloud provider side, what should be implemented. No, just completely excluded. So this conclusion actually repeats what I just told you. So the basic problem is exclusion of system owner. Okay, so what's interesting here is that right before we finished this research, we got news that yet another audit happened. And in this case, it was audit of NASA, internal audit. Let me explain. Internal audit means there is a special auditing office inside an agency, like internal controller. It's not like third party or external control. No, it's internal. So we need to understand that internal controller always tend to make things looking better. What they found? They found a lot of security problems. So NASA project refer to what I already said. NASA project started when nothing was ready to support cloudization, so moving into cloud, nothing. From NIST point of view, nothing. From federal program, FedRAMP, nothing. And altogether, this just started moving. And what was the result? They actually found that it was NASA administration failed and FedRAMP management failure to handle security processes. So that is under one. It's original quote from. Basically, it means that organization didn't know, management didn't know, internal NASA entities, like groups, were moving the applications to cloud. Nobody knew about it. Second, what was found is very bad contracts. So all contracts with service provider or with cloud service providers should include security consideration, of course. It's like a biggest patch, expected to be a biggest patch. It also outlined in CONOPS. CONOPS is actually leading, is a document explaining what going to happen and what should be in the contract, which security, how it's managed. So basically, contracts didn't have any security, or something really like something, we are going to implement some security. So as a result, it was like entire agency compromise, risk of compromise. Number three is very interesting as well, because it provides even numbers like 100 websites. So it's internal. Okay, that's internal websites which been completely out of any security controls. Nothing. And nothing tested. So nobody knew what's going on, and everybody looks like service providers being happy, and people who moved it just didn't care about it, what happens, but no security. Why NASA was not completely hacked, it's just brought to the ground level? I think so because hacking, possibly black hats, just somehow like this agency, which actually does space explorations. It's not like NSA or CIA. It's actually completely peaceful agency. So that's why I think so it still exists. Otherwise, it should be completely down. So that's the result of auditing. I'm just repeating this the same things as I said, just conclusion. There are a couple more documents we need to consider. Just very, very, very fast, and that's analysis of FedRAMP NIST security controls. As I already said, those security controls had been previous version, which had nothing concerning cloud. No word cloud in the entire document. Really outdated. Really outdated. So, but it used it. FedRAMP program used it and still using. What's also interesting, how controls are identified. No comments, no recommendations, nothing. Some controls excluded, some controls included. Some controls just said, service provider is going to do that and system owner is going just to check it. So basically, this document also is affected by excluding system owner from any security considerations. Okay, so that's the last document we are going to consider. As we've seen from previous my words, actually, it was failure to address security and documents everywhere. No security later. Or as in case of Canops, even serious failure to address security concerning system owners. Another claim, so on security matters, we've seen by documents that failure of NASA as testing ground was expected on security matters. It was just defined like that. So it was no way to escape from security failures. Another thing is economical gain. So unfortunately, NASA Internal Audit Office didn't do any audit on expenses, on budget, etc. So we've done it. We decided to do it ourselves using whatever is available on us as NASA budget. This table represents some variations of NASA budget, but the most important hit is only the number. Something like $17 billion is going to be flat or a bit changing. Our budget analysis here, which we represent the table, shows that actually in 2011, we have $54 million in infrastructure. We consider infrastructure because infrastructure is the place where we should see, which is actually what is going to be replaced by cloud. Internal infrastructure is going to be replaced by external infrastructure in the cloud. So spendings on infrastructure should actually decrease. But as we see concerning 2011 and further, they actually increased. So where is the cloud? Where is economical gain? They do not plan here at all. So it's up to 2017, no economical gain. So next year budget, we see even further. Spendings on infrastructure increased to $2 million more. So as we see, here, I don't see here any budget cut from cloud computer clouds utilization. In conclusion, you just point on very simple thing is if you want to save, say, $20 million on the budget of almost $17 billion, is it going to be noticeable? Are you going to see really this kind of savings if entire agency budget is $17 billion and we save 20? No, not of course. Even if savings in entire IT budget would be noticed. So why then should this agency having $17 billion moving their services, disturbing people's life, risking seriously risking security and actually getting nothing. We're against. I would understand like 1 billion, 2 billion, but the entire IT budget is 100 plus only millions. Okay, so that's it. Thank you very much. Those are references. And that's thank you. So I hope this presentation answered the questions which we got after last year's presentation, which been what about federal FedRAMP program? We can see that it's started SMS, it continues SMS, at least at NASA, where we were able to get audit. And to the best of our belief, because of misconceptions in cloud, and even inability of NIST to address a lot of in cloud. They skipped cloud, they forgot about cloud. They just said only hosting servers. In this case, it means if government is going to continue in this way, it's going to be a mess and just wasting money, no savings, and very likely some security gaps as well. So that's it. So it's practical implementation of federal wide moving to cloud is basically, at this time at least, is failure. Until we see a proof otherwise. That's it.
Thanks a lot for that fascinating presentation. Doing that analysis from publicly available.
Test.
Thanks for that presentation, for doing that analysis alone from publicly available documents. And maybe we have some more questions. We have some more time left for questions. So any questions?
Okay. This presentation will be, of course, available on the DeepSec site. Wherever you can find it on the DeepSec, of course. We also plan to, it's in draft now, we have an article which contains all this information and plus more. It's approximately 50 pages of research. We just need to make draft to a normal document, and then it will be also available through DeepSec. So you can, if you're interested in such research of implementation, of practical implementation of cloud computing, you can find it. So I think so this article could be like within 1 month available.
Yeah, I think it's an interesting study, especially for cutting through all that hype on cloud computing. So this can be cited. Maybe you keep that once cloud comes up again in your company. I think it's good to have the arguments ready. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.